Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Keeping it local with the High School Scoreboard Show. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical solution for chronic pain. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hour, our second hour here on the High School Scoreboard Show on quarterfinal night. Sounds of the South Atlanta High School Band bringing us back. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker. Got Dylan Matthews working on the side of the glass. Tonight he's counting down. He's going to be keeping an eye on what happens with the Sandy Creek Patriots who will be in action this evening as well. Man, there's so much happening and we got a preview, but we're going to check in with somebody right now. But we'll say, I'll see that he would slip that in there. I knew he had to find that way to get that in there. Our scoreboard, we will have scores fairly soon, we think, because one game is underway. Scoreboard is brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw, where you can always expect the best in sales, service, and selection. Of course, the broadcast from there, we have one game that's going to be telecast statewide. Well, a couple of games are going to be telecast statewide. One of them will be Georgia Public Broadcast. That game starts at 7:30 tonight, and that will be at Carrollton. They're taking on Walton, the guy who will be on the call for that game, as he is each and every Friday night, Matt Stewart. Joins us now. Matt, welcome to the Scoreboard Show. Welcome back to the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sam.
How you doing? Happy Thanksgiving to you. We've just been here, and we're on early tonight because we got a Hawks game coming on. So we're here doing a preview edition. So we're glad we get a chance to talk with you. Talk about this game you guys got coming up tonight.
Wow, what an interesting ball game. Here's Walton. Can they come down from one of the biggest – state playoff upsets certainly in the last 25 years, and that was their victory over number one Buford last Friday night, and then get back up for a sneaky good Carrollton team. And I call them sneaky good. They're 12-0. They're ranked number three in the GPB top 10, but no one's really talked a lot about Carrollton this year other than that freshman quarterback Juju Lewis. They're just kind of flying under the radar. The region two champions, they obliterated Lowndes and Marietta in the first two rounds of the state playoffs. And, man, they are really good and sneaky good. They're like plus 22 in turnover margin. They got a lot of good things going on besides that freshman quarterback under head coach Joey King. I think we got a great ball game tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching it, Matt. We watched you guys all year. You've had some great games. This may be one of the best ones. Like I said, Walton's either going to really propel into this next level after that win last week, or can they come down from that and maybe a struggle? You look at Carrollton, and yeah, this is their chance to really get in that conversation to be a state championship contender. What's going to be a key to the game moving forward that somebody watching can be looking for?
Well, I think several things. You know, last week Walton hit on almost every one of their gambles. They onside kicked. They went for it on fourth down. They weren't perfect. They didn't hit on all of them, but they hit on a lot of them. Do they do that again? The game we had with Walton a couple of about 6 weeks ago, as a matter of fact, when North Cobb just wiped them out 33-6. You know, they tried to open the game with a onside kick. North Cobb was ready for it, short field, scored a touchdown, and then, you know, the route was on from there. You know, does Walton come back out again tonight, try to do those onside kicks? Carrollton, of course, as any good coaching staff would do it. They've been preparing for that, not just onside kicks, but pooch kicks, angle kicks, the whole thing. I think that's going to be a key. They've kind of been a roll-the-dice kind of team here this season under Daniel Bruner, and they've won most of those roll-the-dice. Do they do that again tonight? Is Carrollton ready for it? And, you know, Carrollton, like I said, they're sneaky good. Everybody talks about Juju Lewis, and rightfully so. He's one of the top freshman quarterbacks in the country with 22 offers already, including Georgia, Alabama, and Florida. But their defense is really good, too. I think they have 3 shutouts this year, 5 games. They've held opponents to a touchdown or less. They just shut down Lowndes and Marietta first 2 weeks of the playoffs. I think those are all factors there. And can Carrollton avoid a bad game from Juju Lewis? The last time we saw him against Westlake, they won the game, but he threw 4 picks. I mean, he threw 10 picks the whole year. He had 4 in the first half of that game. So can he bounce back from the last time we saw him? Not that we have anything to do with it, but can he bounce back from that? Can he play big in a big game like he's done in other big games this year?
Yeah, you know, Sam, Carrollton is in the quarterfinals for the 8th straight year. And now they're in 7-8.
Yeah, for the 40th time.
Yeah.
And this is 7-8. Time in their history, they are in the quarterfinals. And their first year in 7A, they, like Buford, there's another similar storyline. Carrollton's another team playing up in 7A for the first time ever. And, you know, they've done very well in 7A, but Buford done very well in 7A until last Friday night. So that's another factor there. But, yeah, Carrollton has an extraordinary football history. It's kind of like Valdosta, though.
Yep.
This is their 40th all-time quarterfinal. They have 7 state championships, not nearly as many as Valdosta, but they haven't won one since 1998, and they only have 1 in the last 47 years. But they typically are a team that's playing, you know, this late into the season. Thanksgiving week, it's just kind of the way they do things in Carrollton. It's not a really big surprise that they're in the quarterfinals. This is what they do almost every year, regardless of the coach. And, of course, Joey King is 24-2 in his 2 seasons as the head coach,
yep,
having not lost this year.
We spent some time with Matt Stewart. He's getting set to call GPB. He, along with Wayne Gandy tonight, the game between Carrollton and Walton in Class 7A, a surprise team. A lot of people thought we would be seeing Buford in this game, but not. Who else has been a surprise for you this season? Matt, as you know, some of the games that you've seen during the course of the season, teams you watched.
Yeah, I don't think that Walton's a surprise by any means. It's a surprise that they beat Buford, of course. Of course, Daniel Bruner told us, you know, he was not surprised. They felt like they had a great game plan, and they executed it well. And obviously they did. I don't call them a surprise team. It's a surprise that they're here in this round, because to get to this round, they had to beat Buford to get here. That's what makes that a surprise. As far as surprise teams, I mean, I'd have to think about it. I mean, you look at the teams that are here and, you know, in this round, the quarterfinal round, I'm trying to think of anybody who I just did not well, St. Francis, there you go. There's one in single A. St. Francis under head coach Frank Barden, who won a state championship at Cartersville. Mm-hmm. There's one for you. That's a team that is a big surprise, certainly, to be in this. I think I was reading the Maxwell ratings had them as like a 1% chance to get to the playoffs, much less the quarterfinals. So, or maybe the quarterfinals, a 1% chance. Dooley County is another team in single A that's a surprise. And we'll see how many of those surprises are still standing as we get into the semifinals at the end of this night.
Yeah, the one that's not there that went out early was Brooks County. And I think that's one.
Brooks County got beat. Yeah, you're right, by Bleckley County. Bleckley County is still in it. Head coach by Von Lasseter. Mm-hmm. Bleckley County is still in the mix. So knocked out Brooks County early. The Hammer went home early this year.
Went home early. Matt, you guys did a great job all year. Like I said, Sam and I enjoy watching you every Friday night here in the studio. What game stood out maybe as the best game you guys called all year, the game you enjoyed the most?
Well, I mean, just as far as pure drama, I think the Cartersville Calhoun game ended up being you know, the most dramatic game we did the whole year. It went three overtimes and a 50-48 final, I think it was. Mm-hmm. It's been a while now, but yeah, Calhoun knocked off Cartersville 50-48 in triple overtime. So that probably was the most dramatic game that we had the whole year, and a rivalry game on top of that.
And it affected tonight. Because of that outcome, Carters was playing Coffee, Calhoun's playing Ware. That would have flopped if the other team, you know, if we'd have changed that two-point conversion or whatever. So those games, I tell Sam all the time, those games matter. You know, those games matter.
They do matter. And we saw it. Yeah, and we saw that last year, the flip-flop, where, you know, Cartersville and Calhoun, Cartersville won last year, ended up having to play Warner Robins in the second round. And that ended up really being the de facto state championship game in my mind last year. And Calhoun, you know, they had to go to Ware County and win, which they did. And they ended up playing Warner Robins in the real state championship game, but it wasn't near as close as the Cartersville Warner Robins game was in the second round.
Seeing a lot of matchups. We just talking earlier, we talked about in Class 3A, you have three teams that could win tonight from the same region. We talk about Sandy Creek. And we talk about Carver, Atlanta, and Cedar Grove. That's a really strong region.
It's an incredibly strong region, and Cedar Grove has a great matchup tonight against Calvary Day. Jake Merklinger is the number one rated junior quarterback in the state, and he's leading Calvary Day, a very talented Calvary Day team up from Savannah, to take on Cedar Grove tonight. That should be a very fun game to watch there in 3A as well. That's 1-2, I think. That's 1-2 in our rankings tonight.
Yeah, it is. This is going to be a great game. Matt, you do a great job highlighting guys who need offers or want offers or getting people on the radar. Who's somebody
make
that stands
that
out to
offer.
You? Who's somebody that needs to make a kid an offer? Who's somebody that stands out to you?
You know what? There's almost one in every game that we do this year. I mean, from last week's game, you got the junior running back Cam Robinson. And I usually don't like to do juniors because they still got time to get their offers. I try to focus on seniors. But you know, him from our last game that we did, Cam Robinson from Mill Creek. He's a guy who doesn't have any offers. Rushed for about 150 yards against North Cobb in the state playoffs last week. The week before, you had Wes Roberts, the quarterback from North Forsyth, Logan Curry from North Forsyth as well. So lots of guys. On this week's show, by the way, we are highlighting a number of guys from North Forsyth. Mason Lawson is going to be in there. Cole Leroy is in there as well. And Kevin Thomas from Brunswick is a guy we're highlighting this week on our show that airs at 7 o'clock. Henry Broadnax, who was the quarterback, just wrapped up his senior season with Trinity Christian. Aiden Ruck, another North Forsyth guy who's very talented, missed about half the season with a broken ankle. Probably hurt his recruiting a little bit, but he's a guy I think he's going to end up somewhere as well. So those are some of the guys that we'll be highlighting on our show tonight.
It's an awesome show.
It is.
Awesome show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love seeing that and highlighting guys like that because so many good players out there. So many.
Yeah. I hope it helps somebody. I don't know. I mean, we're just giving them some publicity. We can't by any means get them an offer, but we try to shine a little bit of light on them. Maybe they get a little publicity. Maybe that helps them out a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It can definitely help. Matt, you guys have a great call tonight. Walton and Carrollton coming up at 7:30. Of course, you're going to get things started with updates on recruiting at 7 o'clock. You guys have a great night, great call.
And it was a big recruiting item today. Won't be in the show tonight. Just happened late this afternoon. We record that show. But Andrew Harris, the wide receiver from Oklahoma, flipped to Georgia this afternoon. Yeah. So it's a big one.
Oh, hey, you do that, man.
Breaking news.
It's good for the Bulldogs.
It really
good
is.
For the Bulldogs.
It really Bulldogs. Is. Really is. Of course, they got Tech coming up tomorrow. Matt, thanks so much. Enjoy the game tonight. We're going to be watching.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. That is Matt Stewart. We'll be on the call with Wayne Gandy coming up at 7:30 for the game between Walton and Carrollton on GPB. All right, we still got one more preview because one game has already started. Working our way up to Kickoff at 7:30. We're with you until 7:30. Then we got Hawks pregame and Hawks basketball at 8 o'clock there in Houston tonight. And that's why we are on now with a preview edition of the Scoreboard Show. You stay tuned. We come back with more. We still got a preview coming up with Carrollton head coach Joey King. That's coming up next and more as we get set to check and see if they got a score yet over at Lakewood Stadium from the game that's underway. You stay with us with Scoreboard Show, the High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show. Friday night, Under the Lights. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical solution for chronic pain. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sounds of the Thompson High School Marching Band. Maybe they've made their way up I-20 from down in Thompson, down at the Babel Brickyard. They play in the stadium. They're playing at Lakewood Stadium tonight. Welcome back to the Scoreboard Show. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker. Got Dylan Matthews working the other side of the glass for us tonight. And I tell you who else we got working for us tonight. We got Day-Day Lewis.
We got Day-Day Lewis working.
Day-Day Lewis.
Is he at the South Atlanta game?
He's out at Lakewood Stadium at the South Atlanta game.
How about that?
That game kicked off about 25 minutes ago, and he already has an update for us. Let's check in with Day-Day.
This is a live sideline report.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker. Day-Day Lewis live, guys, here at Lakewood Stadium. An early kickoff between the South Atlanta Hornets and the Thompson Bulldogs. And it's South Atlanta striking first after Thompson unable to score on their opening drive. Ensuing possession for the Hornets. A touchdown by Chase Seymour gives them the 6-0 lead as they would fail on the two-point conversion attempt. 5:09 to go here in the opening period of play for the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker. I'm Day-Day Lewis on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back to you guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Day-Day. They're off and running down at Lakewood Stadium. And, man, they got a big track down there, track meet. I don't know if this game is going to be a track meet or not, but South Atlanta wasted no time.
They're ready. That's a great start for South Atlanta. Like I said, when you hadn't – Thompson is a caliber team that they may haven't played in several weeks. So usually you kind of get jolted a little bit, and the beginning of the game is harder on you. The fact that they're jumped out early is a good sign for South Atlanta.
They're off to a 6-0 lead. We will keep an eye on that game.
Got to make those extra points, though, Sam.
You got to have them. That's this time of year.
Man, little things make a difference.
They'll come back and get you. They'll come back and get you. We'll see what happens as they have a 6-0 lead tonight. All right, Garrett Chapman had a chance to catch up with Carrollton head coach Joey King. They're hosting Walton. Boy, what an assignment. What a chance to host the team that beat the Buford Wolves last week. You got them down in Carrollton tonight. And here's Garrett with a preview.
Time now for the pregame sideline report.
92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show is on. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the High School Scoreboard Show. This is Garrett Chapman, and I'm joined by the head coach of the Region 2 champions, Carrollton Trojans, Joey King. Coach King, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. 7 straight quarterfinal appearances for Carrollton. That's going to continue again this year. But like you were telling me a little bit earlier, this is a young football team. How important is that experience for your team? But what are you going to learn about your team on Friday?
Yeah, you know, I don't think we're going to learn anything that we don't already know about. You know, if we do, I haven't been doing a great job of coaching. But we got a bunch of young guys that have played their tails off all year. You know, made a little run in 6A last year, and then making the move to 7A, it's been a challenge, but it's something that our guys have embraced with open arms. And, you know, they put their hard hats on every day and come to work.
On offense, Juju Lewis, the quarterback, freshman quarterback, and Bryce Hicks, you've described as your best player. They've been fantastic for you in offense. What have those two meant for that group?
Yeah, I mean, they've done a great job. You know, and it's bigger than those two, and they would be the first ones to tell you. You know, it all starts up front with our offensive line having the ability to mix it up from a run and pass standpoint. You know, you got to have a good running back and a good quarterback with good receivers, but those guys up front give us the freedom and the ability to be able to run the ball and throw the ball when we want to. You know, and we feel confident doing either one of those. You know, sometimes teams get a little lopsided and get heavy on run or pass, but you know, we always go into the game saying we're gonna take what the defense gives us and be patient. And those guys have done a great job all year.
Mm-hmm. That's the head coach Joey King of Carrollton Trojans. Big win against Marietta last week. Tell me what you learned about your boys last week.
Man, they fought their tails off. You know, Marietta did a great job. They had a great plan. They came out and scored on the opening possession of the game. You know, drove it down the field. But we talked in the locker room prior to the game about playing with passion, not emotion. You know, if you play with emotion, that first drive could have taken the air out of ourselves. But our guys, you know, we've got a never say die attitude, and they come to work and fight every day. So they stayed the course and then ultimately responded well in all three phases of the game.
Let's talk a little bit about your opponent, Walton. Walton is a great football team, but they are led, of course, by the leader in 7A in passing yards. This quarterback lit up his opponent last week. They played Buford, 315 yards, 3 touchdowns. What's your plan to slow down this passing attack?
Dang if I know. You know, they do a really good job. The quarterback's got a lot of moxie. He plays the game the way it's supposed to be played. He's confident. They got receivers and running backs and all kind of people to get the ball to, you know, so we're still working on figuring that out.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the High School Scoreboard Show. That's head coach Joey King. And talking about your opponent this week, is there a bit of a relief that it seems like all of the concentration and the focus seems to be on what your opponent did last week? Is there any thought of that at all? Does it help you refocus your guys in any way?
No, I mean, we're thankful to be in the situation that we're in. playing a football game. You know, there's definitely no relief. You're playing 7A football when you hit the ground in the playoffs, and this you're gonna have a quality opponent week in and week out. You know, so these guys do a great job. I know they have a great plan. We got to make sure we put our best foot forward.
Thanks so much, Coach. Joey King, that's the head coach of the Carrollton Trojans, the Region 2 champions, ahead of their matchup with Walton. Coach, good luck to your guys. Have a great game.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, that is Coach Joey King along with Garrett Chapman talking to him about the matchup they got with Walton and the opportunity. And, you know, we talked with Matt Stewart. They're going to be calling that game with GPB. Sneaky good. Can you say that about Carrollton?
Well, sneaky good for a state championship. I do think I knew what Matt meant, because I don't know that most people put, and me included, Buford, Mill Creek, Colquitt County, maybe separate from the others. And Walton had a problem with that. And Carrollton gets to show today if they had a problem with that.
Yeah.
And I think they're sneaky good in terms of, can they win the state championship?
At the highest classification. That's the thing.
Coach Joey King, I looked this up so I could tell you, is 91-6 as a coach. That means he won 91 games, lost Whoa. 6.
Wow.
I say that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. He got you counted in there at some point.
Yeah, three or four of those are at my expense. He's a great coach and a great guy. And you know, and Carrollton's a great place for football. I mean, that's just a match made in heaven for football. They're going to be good for a long time.
Yep. Looking around 7A, that's one of the matchups. The other one, let's talk about North Gwinnett. They got to go down to Colquitt. That's a long bus ride.
Yeah, I texted Coach Stewart earlier. He was on the bus.
On the bus.
North Gwinnett, that's a tall task. Now, Colquitt hasn't really played a close game. They're sneaky good for up here because we just don't see them as much. But they are the team down there this year in South Georgia. So Colquitt and North Gwinnett, you're going to get to see you'll see what kind of team Colquitt's got today. But I'd say Colquitt's the favorite in that game. But North Gwinnett's going to find a way to play hard, and they're going to find a way to keep it close. Then you're looking at, obviously, we talked about Carrollton and Walton. But what about Westlake and Mill Creek?
And Westlake with a dramatic win last week over Parkview.
Last-second field goal. They get the win. They're in the quarterfinals. They moved up to 7A, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mill Creek's only had one loss on the year. It was to Buford. And I think everybody watching Buford handle that Mill Creek team where they controlled the game. It was fairly close, but Buford controlled that game. That's what got everybody thinking, okay, nobody's beating these guys. But, you know, Mill Creek, you take that one game out, and that's one of the best teams you've ever seen.
They are. They're a fantastic team.
And Walton went down to the last play. We watched that one live.
Right.
You know, Mill Creek's got to have the upper hand in this game, but Westlake will play. I wouldn't count Westlake out. They've got a great quarterback. They've got great players, great coaching staff. But Mill Creek's going to be a tall task today. They got the best one player in the state, Caleb Downs.
Yep, they do. That's happening in the other 7A matchup. Grayson and Milton, that should be a great one too.
Love this game. Both defenses really good. It'll really come down to which offense performs better. And this game's a toss-up to me. I can see it going either way. The game's at Milton. If home field matters, there you go.
All right. We got more of the classifications, more of the brackets we're going to talk about as we come back, getting you set. We're about an hour away, less than an hour away from kickoff of the majority of the games. IJ Rosenberg is going to join us at the top of the hour from Score Atlanta. Get us all set for the game that they're doing tonight, Calvary Day and Cedar Grove. That's coming up when you stay with us for the Scoreboard Show. The High School Scoreboard Show, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to the High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical solution for chronic pain on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Drumline. Cedar Grove High School, defending state champions, representing DeKalb County tonight. And we're going to check in with I.J. Rosenberg, top of the hour. Score Atlanta and Peachtree TV will have their game tonight. People want to watch high school football. I guess you're going to get out. We hope you're getting out and going to games. The weather's nice. The rain is holding off. Earlier we had rain overnight, but it's staying away. I think it comes back tomorrow. But tonight is great. I don't think it's even a hot chocolate night tonight.
Oh, it's not a hot chocolate night.
No,
you're just getting regular drinks, Coke, Sprite,
yeah, whatever.
You know, water.
Right.
Yeah, just regular drinks. Just regular
the day. Blue Powerade is my drink
Blue
of choice.
Blue Powerade.
Yeah. I'm sure you have that at the concession stand. Are you bringing any of your turkey leftovers with you to the game?
Bringing a turkey leg to the game. The person that's bringing a turkey leg to the game is probably on the team that's going to win tonight. I'm just telling you, you got some toughness if you're bringing the turkey leg into the game.
Turkey leg at the game.
Bringing your leftovers, and they got your Tupperware or something. Dylan, that's something like they doing at Sandy Creek tonight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
The creek brings they bring brain food. They bring, you know, good nice protein food, you know.
Yeah, we don't ready. Need the players eating that thing. Turkey will put you to sleep now.
Yeah, we want the guys.
Sam, they'll wait to eat the turkey after the game.
Okay. I know we're supposed to talk about high school sports.
Okay.
Arizona just beat Arizona State, and we're watching this on TV, and Arizona State is 3-9, and Arizona is rushing the field. As if, I mean, they hadn't beaten them since 2016. And we don't have to talk about this long, but that's something, right? I mean, I'm missing something.
Look at the mascots fighting.
I mean, people are fired up about
this. The mascots are fighting.
The mascots are fighting? I mean, this is something to go back and check on if you're in your car right now. Just check it out later.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Arizona and Arizona State. They thought they won the state championship. That's what we're looking for at Center Park Stadium in a couple weeks.
I guess so, but that's because they've been watching some bad football. Arizona just, you know, and
my
you know
goodness.
What? I just think that all the talent pool is low to me. The Southern California talent pool is low. And we'll talk about that because we talk about how great our high school game is.
Yeah, I mean, half the teams have to lose.
And folks in California think that their game is the best. Obviously, the people in Florida will tell you, folks from Texas. I don't put our game second class to anybody. To me, we got the best game, Georgia High School football. But we got just folks more of the talent, and we got a deeper pool of it. I think to me, even though in Southern California, because they stock the entire West Coast, everybody on the West Coast
exactly.
recruits Southern California.
Well, I mean,
and why is it that nobody from the West Coast is a factor? I just think the talent pool is not what it's been.
I guess I can end that thought with congratulations. I guess to Arizona for their. Defeat of a 3-9 team and rushing of the field. Congratulations!
What are they called? Desert Swarm or what are they? What are
Teddy Bruschi's not walking through that door?
No,
baby.
Not anymore. Not anymore at all. All right. Let's get it before we go into more classifications and the matchups and more brackets. Let's check in with Day-Day Lewis. He's over at Lakewood Stadium.
This is a live sideline report.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker. I'm Day-Day Lewis live here at Lakewood Stadium. Guys, we are now just getting started here in the second quarter, and it's the Hornets on top, 12-7 in this one. They would go up 12-0 after a John Tez Adams touchdown pass to Nick Brown, but Thompson finally getting into the end zone themselves. Jakeus Jones connecting with Marcellus Brigham for a touchdown. They add the extra point. And again, that score right now, 12-7, 11:30 to go here in the second quarter from Lakewood Stadium for the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker. I'm Day-Day Lewis on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back to you guys.
All right, thanks a lot,
Day-Day. Track meet might be true.
They got that track that goes around that field over there. They have some awesome track meets there at Lakewood Stadium. But, yeah, it seems like they're starting out scoring. Once again, though, he's 12-7. We're talking about missed extra
points. The conversions are killing them. Yeah. It doesn't mean they're going to lose, but it's something to alert.
Yeah.
You got to convert. The conversions are very important this time of year. Everything matters. But sounds like South Atlanta's moving the football. They're executing. You know, can they continue it for four quarters? It's going to be exciting to see. Day-Day's there, keeping us updated. We'll have another one before we go off there.
We're here till 7:30, and we hope to hear more from Day-Day before we have to leave the air. Coach, we had some more brackets that we're getting a chance to look at. We want to look at 6A, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's some really good teams in 6A. We talk about Langston Hughes being the front runner because they just have been so good. But it doesn't take away from that there's some really great teams. There's several teams that could compete for the state championship most years that are still alive in 6A. Tonight, you got Roswell going to Thomasville, Thomas County Central. Thomas County Central, 12-0, first-year coach. Stay with me on that theme.
Okay.
Next game, Gainesville and Houston County. Guess what Gainesville and Houston County both got? First-year coach.
First-year coach.
What you're seeing with that is Gainesville 12-0, first-year coach, Coach Niblett. Houston County is a four-seed, best four-seed in the state, playing in a really tough region. They won a couple weeks in a row. Now they're going to Gainesville. You know, that's going to be a big one.
The big one for them was their first round to take out Brunswick.
They took out an undefeated Brunswick team. Yeah. Now they're trying to take out an undefeated Gainesville team.
Yeah.
On both of them on the road. So, and Brunswick is a long way from Houston County, as is Gainesville a long way from. You know, they've gone all across the state of Georgia. What you see on that side of the bracket, though, Sam, in 6A, what stood out to me was three out of the four coaches are first-year coaches. And this is why it's tough to be a coach, because people don't want to hear about, you know, taking a little bit of time to get better.
Right.
They're going to point to that and say, there's three first-year coaches that are in the quarterfinals. Now, it's not that simple. I'd be the first to take up for the coaches. You have to work to build these programs, and it's not always going to work out like that in year one. But sometimes it does. And you're seeing it today. I mean, Gainesville with Coach Niblett, Thomas County Central Coach Rogers, and Houston County Coach Edwards. I mean, man, just first year killing it. Roswell and Thomas County Central is going to be a game. That's going to be a game. Gainesville and Houston County, I don't know. I could see it going either way. I think Gainesville will be tested tonight.
Okay.
I do think that.
Okay.
On the other side, you got Woodward and Langston Hughes. Everybody's going to pick Langston Hughes. But I'm going to tell you the same thing I did think against Walton, and I said on my podcast about Walton and Buford last week. I picked Buford to win, but I said Walton's the type of team to give him a problem, if anybody can. I'm going to reiterate that. Woodward Academy, because of the way they play, they can maybe give Hughes more problems than most teams can. But Langston Hughes, man, I mean, they have great players, and they're coached up. They're coached up, Sam. They're coached up as if they didn't have great players. Boone Williams, those guys do a great job coaching them. They're disciplined. They play hard. All the things that you always hear about the underdog teams doing, right?
Yep.
But they got them good players, too.
They're good players. And got
That's experience. What makes them special.
These guys won the state championship game last year.
A field goal from beating Buford. We sat in this state in this room last year, yep. I believe, and watched that.
And watched that. And Woodward Academy last week took out Lee County. That had to raise a lot of eyebrows.
Absolutely, because they play physical. They're good up front, and they're not going to back down from the athletes. They're going to be able to match them and possess the ball and keep the ball out of the quarterback, Langston Hughes' hands. I could see it being closer than you would think, but I think in the end, Hughes probably wins. But Langston Hughes has one of the best teams you're going to see. I'm telling you, they mix really well coached with really well athletic.
Talk about great coaches. You got Marist and Rome.
Two of the best.
How about that? How about those two?
Alan Chadwick at Marist, 400-plus wins. Coach Reed at Rome, been great since he's been here. Though that's going to be the best matchup of veteran coaches you're going to see in all the brackets. But Marist playing way up, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Marist is like a double-A-type team. They usually play up in 4A for the last 20 years, what we know as 4A, that middle class.
Right.
Well, this year, because of multiplier, they're out to play up in 6A. So, I mean, they don't have a big enrollment. We'll see if tonight's when that kind of catches up to them.
Okay.
You know, because Rome is the type of team, they're really good, especially at defense line, they're really good. You know, so, but Coach Chadwick, I would not pick against Alan Chadwick in the playoffs.
No,
but,
no,
but I think
not.
This is going to be a tough one for them. I think Rome and Marist had a game 8 or 9 years ago, they tell me. I remember it, but I was reminded of this week. They played a game where it was a controversial call in the quarterfinals, maybe, to to go to the semis, and Maris won. They thought the guy was tackled and didn't score, but he actually they gave him the call that he did score. These Rome folks still haven't forgotten it. I've seen this thing plastered everywhere.
Really?
Oh, they haven't forgot it, Sam. They've been.
Oh, no.
They kept receipts.
Well, you know? Yeah, they
like
did.
These people that are. I got text all week from people that I picked against telling me how I was wrong. Mm. You know, so people are keeping receipts.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
but
they
that
are.
Was just for 1 week. Those Rome people kept receipts for eight years.
For years. Oh, my
it's
goodness.
It's going to be a great one at Barron Stadium. You got some great matchups in 6A.
Great, great, great. Let's take a look at 4A. Got a chance to look at the matchups there, and Cedar Town's a team we've talked about all season long.
Love Cedar Town, but I'll tell you, they're going to be tested tonight. Bainbridge is really good. This game's at Bainbridge. Bainbridge is 8-4, but don't let that 8-4 bother you. They started out slow, play some really good teams. They have been rolling lately, including dominating Burke County, who we know is really good last week.
Right.
Bainbridge will test Cedar Town better than they've been tested all year. What does that mean? We'll see in a few hours, I guess.
Yeah.
North Oconee's playing Wayne County. North Oconee hasn't played a close game all year. They have been dominant. And everybody's picked against Wayne County. Sam, Wayne County is only the second team ever to go from 0 wins to 10 wins in 1 year. Now, I'm going to tell you a little trivia. About 15 years ago, my Chapel Hill team was the first team ever to go from 0 to 9 wins. We won 9 my first year at Chapel Hill. When I got there, they were 0-10 the year before.
Okay.
We won 9. I was really proud of that. Monroe area and a few years ago and now Wayne County have surpassed that. They had 0 wins and went to 10 wins.
Okay.
J-Bo Shaw, first-year coach again, going, taking that team and beating Perry, which I thought was the best win of the in all classifications last week. Wayne County on a roll. Everybody's counting them out several games. Is this the week somebody finally is right? Or does North Oconee get the same treatment Perry got?
Yeah, Jeff Hood giving us a shout-out. He's been a friend of the show, been on with us before. He keeps an eye on things over Athens, Oconee County, Walton County area. And it says David Pollock's there tonight. He's helping the coach North Oconee defense. And then he's going to fly to Columbus, Ohio in time for game day tomorrow.
Must be nice.
Well, but it's really nice. Got a couple more games here in 4A.
Yeah, Benedictine and Stockbridge. That's going to be a it's in Stockbridge. Okay. Benedictine, the defending champ. Stockbridge on a roll. That's going to be a great one. And then Troop County, who we didn't get to talk about last week because they played on Saturday, is going to Holy Innocence. Holy Innocence, who was single A last year, playing three classes up.
Yeah.
One of only two schools in Georgia that went three classes ahead. They're still playing in the quarterfinals. That's going to be a good one to watch.
They don't have to wear them long sleeves tonight. It's not as cold.
Regular sleeves today.
Regular sleeves tonight. Coach would be good with that. All right, heading for the 7 o'clock hour on our last half hour of our show tonight of our preview edition of the Scoreboard Show. I.J. Rosenberg going to join us. You stay with us, get us all set for Cedar Grove and Calvary Day. That when you continue here with the Scoreboard Show, the High School Scoreboard Show, your sports radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.